We're reading Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1 today, where the author of Hebrews says this, "Therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away." It's common these days to hear Christians talk about revival, about the need for Christian churches to breathe new life into their worship services or to renew their commitment to spirituality. And I'll be the first to admit that North American Christianity is in desperate need of genuine revival, that our churches could easily stand to set aside devoted time for the study of the Bible in heart-searching prayer. But at the same time, I can't help but notice how the Bible offers us a clear-cut plan that would make modern-day revival meetings, well, completely unnecessary. "Give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard," Paul says, "lest we drift away." It's a warning that our faith shouldn't need reviving. You know how it is for most of us. Our Christian faith kind of comes in waves. For a while, we'll start attending church and really pay attention to spiritual matters. But then, after a few weeks or months, other things begin to occupy our attention. And the spiritual fervor we were experiencing, well, it just kind of fades into the background. That is, until we feel the pangs of guilt and suddenly start working on our spiritual life again. The Bible says it doesn't have to be this way, that we can stay plugged in on a permanent basis. What it takes is a constant memory of the things we have heard. Go back in your memory and think about the events that led up to your decision for Christ. What was it that pulled you over the line and solidified your decision to be and to live like a believer? What were the key passages of the Bible that made a difference? Don't take it for granted that you'll remember. Go back to your Bible and look these passages up. Study them carefully. Remember the way that God spoke to your heart all those years ago, and live those memories with an open Bible every single day. You know, I'm fortunate enough to have recordings of the preacher who led me into a relationship with Christ. And I have the very sermons that pushed me over the line into a committed relationship with Jesus. And every so often, I like to pull them out and relive those important life-changing moments. Every time I'm tempted to doubt, every time I start to wonder if the skeptics might not have a point, I dive straight back into the things I've heard from the pages of the Bible. And I find that it absolutely keeps me from drifting. As Christians, we can't take anything for granted because we're living in a war zone where the enemy can't wait to shake our confidence. And it's important to constantly stay on top of our spiritual lives. And if we do that, if we constantly review not only what we believe, but why we believe it, we're going to find we don't need pre-planned revivals because we've got revival happening in our own hearts every day. And that, it seems, would be the better way to live.